Ty Loftus sitting down with Osage County Court Clerk candidate Lavender Carroll. And Lavender, just talk about your platform and introduce the folks who may not know a little bit about yourself.
Sure. My name is Lavender Carroll, and I'm actually running for County Court Clerk. Not to be confused with County Clerk. They are two very different offices. And I am a Pawhuska resident. I've lived here my entire life. I have one daughter. She's 18. She just graduated high school and cosmetology school. Grew up around here. Started serving people at a very young age and just have always had a servant's heart. Have always loved to serve people. It's easy to serve people and make them happy when you're serving them cheeseburgers. But I developed a love for the legal system when I was in the eighth grade. I had a history teacher that had us do mock trials of the Osage murders, the Osage Reign of Terror. And I just, doing the research for that, I just developed a love for the legal system. And after I got out of college and had my daughter, I moved back here from Claremore where I went to school and started working for Pawhuska Abstract and Title. And I was a title researcher, so I spent most of my days in the courthouse collecting research for abstracts, and I became acquainted with Angie Bruce, who was the court clerk at that time. She offered me a job, and I took it and worked there for about 6 years, learned all of the ins and outs of how cases are filed, you know, how the jury process works, checking in jurors, getting them impaneled, making sure that you have their contact info. You know, you learn how to do court minutes and issue marriage licenses. There's just so much that the court clerk's office does. Most people don't even know what all that entails. But I worked there for about 6 years, and when Judge Tate became the special judge, he asked me to come work for him as his bailiff, and so I did, and I got to learn a whole new skill set. We like to say that it's the same pancake, just the other side. So I got to see how cases, you know, on the back end, I knew how they were filed, but I know how the process is supposed to look from start to finish. And so that was, it's a good skill set that you can't get in any other, there's no education system that can give you the education that I've had just from being in the office and experiencing that work. So I worked for Judge Tate for about 7 or 8 years, and I had had a part-time job at the Mercantile just because, again, I love people, and they offered me a position to come full-time and be on their management team. It'll be 3 years ago in July since I took that position, and it was strictly a move. They made me move. I'm a single mom of a daughter who was getting expensive, and they offered me more money than the court system could at that time. And so that's what I've been doing for the last 3 years. But in my heart of hearts, I'm a public servant. And when I found out that Jennifer Bird, who is our current court clerk, wasn't going to run, it just felt like the right thing to do. My heart has always been in the Osage County Courthouse. I love Osage County government. I love the Osage County people. And I just feel like I'm the right person for the job. So,
and being a lifelong Osage County resident, I don't want to say that means more by any means, but being able to get that job and help out the Osage County residents, you know, certainly means more for you, I suppose you might say, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
And just to kind of go along with that point, you know, I saw where, just for instance, you know, working for the Mercantile, saw where Reed Drummond endorsed you. What did that mean?
So Ree is one of the smartest people I've ever met. She's very kind. She's very business savvy. And it's been so much fun working for her. It's a fun team. It's a fun job. She's helped out this town and this county as far as tax dollars go tremendously. She's someone that I respect greatly. And for her to endorse me when she doesn't get involved in politics, I think it says a lot about myself because, you know, I'm a very humble person. I'll just say that, but I do work really hard to try and do my best at everything that I do. So for her to see that and acknowledge that is, for me, it's pretty special.
You know, and you certainly kind of touched on this, but just what are some of the big pillars, if you will, that you've been running on here in this campaign?
So I think county government is kind of weird in that unless you have been in it, you don't really understand it. There's not a lot of, like I said, you don't learn a lot of that in school. And so to me, it's very important to have people in these offices that know what they're doing. That have the experience. Imagine being convicted, wrongfully convicted. This is strictly just a scenario. Wrongfully convicted of a felony and filing an appeal, and your appeal being denied because the clerk's office didn't know how to properly and timely complete your appeal process. That is certainly not something that anyone wants to go through. There are just so many things in the court system that are time sensitive and that have to be done, you know, by statute. And to have someone in that office that does not have that experience or knowledge, I really feel like would be a disservice to the residents of Osage County.
All right. Well, like I said, I'm just kind of calling, giving candidates the opportunity to give their views on things. Anything else that I may have left off that you would like to touch on?
I am also... I'm bilingual. I can read, write, and speak Spanish, and I've saved Osage County thousands of dollars over the last 15 years, you know, excluding the last four, just by translating and them not having to pay an outside third-party translator to come in and do that. I try and help out every time I can, every chance I get, so...
I guess I will ask, how have you saved that money by translating, being a court reporter, or?
No. So when you have to have a court, someone come and translate in the court system, the court fund has to pay for that, and they usually have to pay someone from Tulsa. They pay their mileage to the courthouse, and then they have to pay them a per-hour rate, or if it's a written translation, it's per word, I believe. And that's usually, it's been 4 years since I was up there, but it was about $30 an hour, I believe, for translators to pay them to translate. And so while I was there and already on the clock and already an officer of the court, I just did it with no charge to them. I mean, you know, I was already being paid as either a county employee when I was working for the court clerk's office or when I was working for the judge as a state employee. I still was saving them money by not having to pay a translator.